Venezuela's self-proclaimed president Juan Guaido has called for new rounds of protests. On Wednesday and Saturday, in a video posted on Twitter, Juan Guaido called for a peaceful strike on Wednesday. He said the walkout aims to paralyze the country, followed by big national and international rallies on Saturday. Juan Guaido said the protests are against Nicolas Maduro and for free elections. Maduro is the elected president of Venezuela, but the U.S. and some of its allies have recognized Guaido as the country's interim leader until new elections are held. Meanwhile, Maduro on Sunday oversaw a display of the army's hardware to show the military's loyalty in face of the political crisis. Let's see what the picture looks like in Venezuela with the help of our man Jesus Silva, who is joining us via Skype at this moment. Jesus, it's good to see you. Please bring us up to date with the situation in Venezuela in light of the recent announcement by Juan Guaido.
Well, according to the most recent events, it seems that Mr. Juan Guaido is moving forward to another stage of the conspiracy against Maduro. In the beginning, the desire of the conspiracy and the U.S. government and the Venezuelan opposition was to produce a military uprising. Such uprising didn't happen. Now, the situation is, and the purpose of the opposition is, to produce violent street protests that may lead to undermining the government of Nicolas Maduro. And that situation is combined with diplomatic pressure by the U.S. and also economic sanctions, very severe economic sanctions that are related to a U.S. embargo on the oil exports by Venezuela.
Of course, Juan Guaido has called for peaceful protests. That's what he says, Jesus. And we also have similar protests that he has said that will be happening elsewhere, I mean, outside of Venezuela. One has to see what's the presence like of people who will probably take part in the protests. And, you know, that begs the question of what percentage of people in Venezuela are really with him, with you know, as far as these protests are concerned on Saturday and Wednesday.
The Venezuelan public, the Venezuelan population is divided. There is a bloc that supports Maduro and another bloc that support the opposition. Mr. Juan Guaido happens to be temporarily the leader of the Venezuelan opposition, although he doesn't represent the whole opposition. And the problem with the protests that Mr. Juan Guaido is calling on is that in the recent past, all those protests, or at least most of them, turned violent. They contained weapons, they contained Molotov cocktails. So it's very hard to see in Venezuela one opposition rally, one opposition protest that doesn't end up in violence. That is the main fear of the population and the main concern for the Venezuelan government. So I think that it is probable to listen to a statement by President Nicolas Maduro tomorrow in order to counter this situation, which is a serious threat for Venezuelan peace.
And one other thing is, Jesus, is the fact that Guaido has said that one of the aims of this move is to paralyze the country. Now, the question is, if the opposition party does not officially hold any power over any of the large segments of the Venezuelan economy and society, in what way do you think he means the walkout on Wednesday is to paralyze the country?
Well, there is a weapon, a weapon used by the Venezuelan opposition, which is to create violent protests and also barricades to obstruct the streets. In that way, in such a way, they managed to paralyze the economic activities of the country, and many people prefer to stay home instead of taking to the street and risking their own lives and their own integrity. They did that last year, in 2017, a year and a half ago, with the famous violent protests in the street. And it seems that there is an intention of making that happen again, such a campaign of violent protests. And in Mr. Guaido happens to be a member of the extreme rightist party known as Voluntad Popular. The translation is Popular Will, which is led by Leopoldo López, the imprisoned leader, Leopoldo López. This is considered to be the most fascist political party in Venezuela. And there is also a leading role by the US government, because last January 23rd, it was Mr. Donald Trump who happened to tweet the first recognition to the so-called interim president, Juan Guaido. There is a leading role, unprecedented leading role, in this conspiracy by the US government.
Okay, that's Jesus Silva, our correspondent in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. Thank you very much for that update.